to the NXT Podcast, your home for weekly NXT reviews and insight.
The beautiful part of NXT is that when one dream ends, another dream begins.
Find all of your NXT news, recaps, and analysis right here. So with that being said, we only have one question for you.
Are you ready?
We thought so. Let's get the show started right now.
All right, everyone. This is Memphis Mark coming to you from Mullet Manor. And we're going to do the review for NXT for 326. And of course, they're getting ready. They're heading into, being prepared for, setting up, stand, and deliver. Coming up in Philly, and they go right into a match. They go into Dijak versus Sean Spears. And I got to say, folks, one heck of a match. You know, you're going to have a winner and a loser, of course, but the way they did this was set up good. The actual match was freaking good. It was a three-star match. It had everything you wanted. You know, you had, like a German suplex off the top rope. Sean Spears comes out, you know, and he's kind of more of the, I would think that he would be a little bit more of the veteran in here. I mean, Dijak has been around a little bit, but Sean Spears has had to take the indie market and got a lot more experience, different atmospheres, different ways of doing things. But, it was a good match. I mean, you had that kill shot off the rope, off the top rope, man. Sean Spears is trying to stomp a mud hole in somebody. It was really, really good. And I liked the way everything was done in this. Yeah, everything about this was good. You had some controversy. Old Joe Gacy. Old Gacy was up under the ring. And he kind of pops out when they're kind of distracted. You know, Sean Spears is over there. You know, the chairman is over there talking a little smack to Dijak outside the ring. And Gacy just kind of do-do-do-do-do-do-do just comes out from under the ring and takes the chair and kind of takes it back up under the ring. Good little comical. Good little... I liked it. But this is what threw me off. And that has nothing to do with the review, basically. But they go to picture-in-picture in this thing. Okay. Nothing wrong with that, you know. Picture-in-picture. But then, I used to do some marketing and some... I sold a lot of ads and bought a lot of ads over the years on TV and radio. And this particular... Picture in picture, they've got a great match going. Then you got like ads for women's undergarments. You got ED pills. You got everything in the world in this picture in picture in these commercials. Do you think that they may be projecting it to a predominantly male audience out there between the certain ages? And you know, just a funny little thing on there. But yeah. So with the chair being gone, and Sean Spears goes, of course, forward at one point in time, it's not there. It gives him a distraction. He's trying to figure it out, and when he does, Dijak comes back in. And look, Dijak even had the crowd going for a little while in this. I mean, it was a good match, good little match. But the chair, distraction, few moves, and then bam, you've got a win for Dijak in here. And then afterwards, you're going to have Gacy jump on the desk and do his little victory dance and laugh with the chair. And yeah, so it goes from there to a Roxanne promo. And they are really, really pushing this heel turn for Roxanne. And this little video promo they did, you know, was okay. She's going to become, she said, she tried to be everybody else's hero, and that caused all of these problems. So she blames it all on that, and now she is her own hero. Hooray, hooray. All right. And then, of course, you got to have a little promo that gets everybody that doesn't have a match this week, but still gets them a little TV time. So it starts off with a Hank and Tank. And then you got Anofi and Blade. And then you got, you know, Andre. You got Andre Chase out there. You got Metaphor. It's a collage of all the wrestlers that weren't on TV too much tonight. So they're getting them a little TV time. All right, they go from that. Still can't get old Hank and Tank out of my head there. But, yeah, they go from there to a Thea Hale Chase U University match. They're going against Jasmine with JC Jane on the outside. And, yeah, so, and you got this, you got Jasmine. And they, I had somebody ask me, what was an NIL athlete? And an NFL is, NIL athlete is, it's your image and likeness. And it was in the college athlete. So what they're saying is she was good enough to get paid in college. And she was a soccer star at, West Virginia. So, you know, there, you can be in a Division One athlete, and then if you're good enough, you'll get paid. That's just the way it is nowadays. But yeah, so yeah, Athea comes out, man. She's laying the smack of down. Come out kind of fast, and you know, and going at it. But eventually, you know, you're gonna have you know, the young lady Jasmine come out there and do a little. A little Pele kick, which looked pretty good because she was rusty. I mean, she still hasn't had the ring time in there that Thea has, but and Thea looked great. The little soccer star comes out, does a couple good moves, nothing too great. But then it looks like JC Jane has got her set up. She gets her on the apron, or Thea gets JC up on the apron, or gets distracted by it, and then JC does a little slap upside the head. And you think that, oh, boom, it's a quick roll-up, 1, 2, 3, right? Ooh, little trick on this one here, a little different angle, and Thea rolls her over and gets a submission win. But then you're going to have Kiana James and Izzy come out and jump her, and then they're all whooping on her. And then, of course, you're going to have Valen and Jordan run out and do the run in with the to save the good girl. So they run out and help Thea. It's a little standoff, and you know where this is going. And that's about the first 30 minutes of the show. You got a lot of action. I mean, it's pretty good. Pretty freaking good the first 30 minutes there, but they start doing these videos with Trick and Mello, you know, setting up for the match. They're doing kind of like a recap of their history, and you know, it was okay. It was okay, you know, but it was the first one that they started. They did a few of these tonight, so the first one started off and kind of gave the young history of them, you know, coming in and Mello and Trick being like the hype guy, which he gets accused of being later. But then you're going to have Miss Lola Vice coming in here, and she's doing an open challenge. And she's saying it ain't nobody got an answer for her equation, you know, for her problem there. So ain't nobody got an equation for it. So anyway, you know, she's wondering who is going to come out, and then the music hits up, and it's Natty. It's Natalya Hart. Natty comes out there, probably, well, they did say that she's in the Guinness Book. She has the most wins for a female out there, and she's a WWE lifer, you know, and should be. I mean, good trainer, good person, but man, Lola comes out, and you know, she kind of jumps her first, and you know, she's got some educated hands and feet. But Natalya, of course, makes this look good, and does really good, and the best you can do in this situation, because you got a girl that's not quite on your level, so you got to make the match look good and make her look good, and Natalya does that. I mean, she's going to end up winning this with an old-fashioned roll-up, but it was after Karma Petrovic comes out and distracts Lola a little bit, and Lola did put an ankle lock on Natalya. This is probably one of the weakest looking ankle locks I've ever seen. For somebody that knows what they're doing, it just didn't. She was going more, I guess, for her facial expressions and actually making the hold look legit. But anyway, Natalya's going to end up winning it with an old-fashioned roll-up. And, yeah, everybody's happy, happy, happy. And then you got a little, you got Sean Spears leaving. He a little mad. And he claims that, hey, you know, Gacy is now on his radar and he will start paying close attention to Mr. Gacy. But then he sees Joe up there. Joe Gacy is on the roof of the Orlando training facility there, and he throws the chair down to Sean. And, of course, he gets out of the way, but then they bring Oba Finney, the champ, the North American champ, in. And maybe the chair almost hit him. Oba, don't play that. So good little spot there. Then they've got Sol Ruka doing her comeback spot. You know, shows her on the training table and shows her all the rehab she had to do. And everything is leading up to a return match with Blair Davenport. And Miss Davenport comes out and does a comeback, to Sol's video, and pretty much claims, hey, hope them doctors did good, because I'm going to test that thing. So, interesting match ahead, folks. We've got Tony D, and you got Enzo. You got all the guys that, you know, Rizzo. They got everybody. They send Stacks and Rizzo out, and he's going against the NXT champ, Dragunov. And Stacks comes out kind of talking a little smack there, you know. The match is pretty good, you know, kind of tit for tat, you know, the first few minutes, but then the opportunity arises to where Dragunov's hand happens to be out, and Stax does a little boogie-woogie on it and stomps down, does the Garvin stomp on the hand, and then proceeds to make that the focus of his the rest of the time in the ring there, and goes after that, and of course he's trying to damage the hand ahead of the fight coming up with Tony D and the Dragunov. And he does it. And Dragunov does pretty good selling, you know, the hand there. And eventually, you know, after a few times, Dragunov gets a little air, and does some good air-worthy moves there and a couple of smack downs. And then, bam, gets the win over Stacks there. But afterwards they cut back to Luca and to Tony D, and Tony D tells Luca, he goes, hey, go fight Dragunov after, you know, invite him to dinner and not to our normal spot. So yeah, pretty good little spot. But then they go into a barrage of promos here. Let's see how we got it. We got Trick showing back up in Philly. Gets out of the car, and who's he see but Sweet Baby James, his uncle, and runs down, gives him a big old hug, and they kind of show a few spots around Philly. And then, of course, you can't do a spot in Philly without doing the Rocky pose. Got to do the Rocky pose, so Yeah, so they have that one come out. And it was pretty good. It was pretty good. And then they do a quick little spot. They're going to have Meek Mill, of course, Philly native. They got to have him there. So they do a little spot with Meek. And then you got the OC, the Good Brothers. And they're doing a little talking, a little stuff there with Baron and Braun. So that is coming up in their match, of course. Let me see. And then they've got, yes, Ridge Holland. Very interesting. Ridge Holland. Yeah, it seems with Ridge, you know, he's an ex-rugby player and everything, but I guess they're building some kind of angle with him. I'm you know, maybe he's going to get jumped or going to get called out later on, but he kind of stepped away indefinitely, so who knows? Could be an injury, could be a lot of things, but I'm expecting some kind of an angle out of this, but yeah. Says he's stepping away. All right, so in the last of this barrage of promos, we've got the champ, the ladies champ, Lyra. And of course, she's cutting a promo on Roxanne, the new heel, and saying that pretty much that she'll do anything to make sure that Roxanne doesn't get close to that belt. Yeah, it was okay. It was okay, though. Ridge is okay. The OC and Baron and Braun, you know, I kind of like that one. You know, they did good on the all good in the trick promo about Mello, you know, him. That was pretty good. So that's not bad. But they go into a match with Duke Hudson, which Ava's watching, the GM. The very extremely experienced and wise Ava is watching. And it's Duke Hudson going up against Josh Briggs. And you got Dijak on the stick, on the mic, at the desk. This match is pretty good. You know, you're going to have, you know, Duke is going to look good. Duke's good in the ring. I mean, he is good and great for a big man, you know. Yeah, Briggs in this match, you know, he's kind of talking a little trash there to Dijak and doing everything, but, the match itself is good, and then it's going to get ended by a JBL type like or an image of his big clothesline from, you know. And, Briggs puts a big clothesline on him and gets the win in this. And then you got Dijak is gonna get in there with his, tan self. He reminded us a couple times that he's more tan than, Josh Briggs. But, he gets out there, but, who is up in the Muffet skybox? They, up there, it's Obafemi. And Obafemi reminds everyone that that there's a mountain to be climbed to get that belt, and he is the mountain. He did pretty good on the stick, and but the one thing I've never heard a champ do, I can't remember. I'm sure I have. Is the champ called for a triple threat match? Which the triple threat match, the champ can lose the belt without being pinned. So why would you ever want that? But it is what it is. And you go to kind of your, from there, you go kind of to your second, or it could have been the third, I can't even remember now, of a Mello him doing the promo leading up to the trick match. And most of the comments that have been made, it hadn't been a ton. Now, Trick's had some mic time there, and Mello's had a little bit, but it's mainly WWE superstars. You got Randy Orton, you got CM Punk, you got DIY, you know, commenting on these, this match and how they see how Mello and Trick have gone from the, you know, working their way up and then the split, whether there was jealousy and all that. So anyway, good little spot there. So they're kind of ending that up. And then they kind of do a little odd spot. They've got the next match coming up. Before that, they've got Metaphor. The Metaphor apparently has gone out into the production truck and they have taken over the cameras and the actual production. So, not really sure. I mean, it does give them more TV time and gives them a little chance to build their brand there. But that one was okay. That one was okay. Let me see. Where do we go from there? We go then to Baron and Braun, the champs, going against Tazara and Otis, the Alpha Academy. And they've got a little string bean on the outside there, but the match itself is pretty good. They're pretty good. We got to see Otis be picked up by both of the gentlemen and put through the desk. Tazara gets a big spear, and he gets taken out, and Braun and Baron win. But the actual match itself, they let the little man do some stuff. Of course, Otis has got to get in there and have his good moves. He gets to do his the worm, and gets to do all his moves, but he doesn't quite recover from being put through the desk. And that's going to leave Tazara up in there. He kind of gets in the middle of a little something with Baron and Braun. Baron gets him up, spins him around, sets him up, and Braun Breaker does the spear and takes him out. Not too bad. Afterwards, though, they've got to have everybody jump in. You're going to have like LWO and the Good Brothers and, Axiom and Frazier and all these guys, because they're setting up for, who's going to Philly. You know, who's going to get a chance at Stand and Deliver. And so that's what they're building up for. And now they go off air and everybody's throwing down and tearing some butt up. So it's action-packed as they go off the air. But what did we learn from the show? Well, the actual show was pretty good. Was really pretty good. The ladies earlier, Natalya and Lola put on a good one. There were some good matches in here. You know, you're always going to get a good match from Dragunov. So you can't go wrong there. But I think we learned in here that they are setting it up for Philly. They've been pushing that lit stadium down our throat at every show. They're releasing tickets periodically, as they say, production allows, meaning when they move a truck, they can put more seats after they've unloaded. The closer and closer when they start pulling out the electronics, they'll move some big vehicles and more seats will become available for WrestleMania. But and they're really pushing that package, the fan experience package. I think this is more of a sign of the new company, the new ownership coming in. And because, we're seeing better times with The Rock. We're seeing better stuff in some of the shows. I love how some of the people are talking, down about everything, but to tell you the truth, I think we're seeing some great times right now. The Rock turning heel, I love it. Not everything's going to go to what people expect or what they think it should, or storyline or an angle the exact way they think it should, but when you look at the overall package or the totality of it all, after we go back and look when something's over and we go back and recap it, I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised on what we're seeing week to week right now. So they're doing a good job to me leading up to WrestleMania. So, yeah. So, with everything going on right now, I mean, we need something to take a little bit off of our minds and have a release or an escape from reality. And that's kind of what WrestleMania does. I mean, wrestling each week does to me. Kind of gives me an escape. I set my time aside and I enjoy it just like I was as a kid. And I think that's what makes wrestling great. So anyway, so let's go through here. Let's check the notes here. Fighting going off air. Yeah, kind of the Meek Mill. Yeah, he's going to be doing the music. We had the Dragunov and the Stax match there. The Thea Hale Jasmine match was actually pretty freaking good. Jasmine is going to be very good. Yeah, I think I got everything. Lola Vice, good hands, educated hands and feet. We, I think we nailed it all. And Dijak says he's taller and more tan than everyone. So, yep, that's pretty much a recap on this week's show for the 26th day of this month. So, yeah, guys, I think we got enough on here. Let me see. I have no other notes. So, yeah. So, guys, I will say this. I've got some really cool messages, and I appreciate them. Absolutely. So, it's Memphis Mark, OG, spelt out Memphis Mark in lowercase there. That's YouTube or, you know, on Twitter. So, definitely hit me up and give me your opinions. And I appreciate them, whether they're bad or good, and a lot more good, so I appreciate that even more. But anyway, guys, I guess we will end this. We get it all. All right, guys, this is Memphis Mark, and we're going to end it the same way we do every week. If you can, get out there and help a shelter or rescue or something like that. Do what you can. And as always, spay and neuter. Help the pet population out there. And yeah, guys, we're gonna end it. This is Memphis Mark, and let's see. Yep, I'm out of here.
Thanks for listening to the WWE podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss a show, or head to wwepodcast.com. And for all of these shows ad-free, head over to patreon.com/WWE podcast. Until then, we'll see you next time.